To fight the spread of the coronavirus, hospitals are changing policies, and many patients are now mostly alone. In a lot of situations, no visitors are allowed. Dr. Daniela Lamas is a critical care physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Her recent essay on the opinion page of the New York Times explores the new reality. Dr. Lamas, thank you for joining us from the hospital's ICU.
Thank you for having me.
You write about how most visitors are not allowed at the Brigham now, and you say that leaves patients in the medical version of solitary confinement. Now, often visitors communicate on behalf of the patient. Without that communication link, how might medical outcomes change?
I wonder about that. And I mean, I like to think, and I think accurately, that decisions like medication choice, you know, differential diagnoses of shock, you know, which antibiotic to choose, these will be unaffected. I do worry that without a systematic way to make sure families remain involved, things like understanding patients' goals and values and making sure that we choose interventions that are aligned with that, that that's something that could be at risk.
Can you describe what this lack of personal visits in these cases could mean for patients in terms of dignity and peace?
You know, I think that that has huge repercussions for everyone. It has repercussions for the care providers who know that they have been there in that time. It has repercussions for the family. You know, we know that family members are often left with anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress after a loved one has an ICU stay. And I do worry about the long-term impacts that that has on family.
You write about how the way that you like to be as a doctor is a doctor who spends time at a bedside, who holds a hand, and that as this pandemic continues, that that's not the kind of doctor that you've been because you don't want to be, for example, in a COVID-19 patient's room any longer than you have to.
Yes. I hadn't had the experience before of feeling afraid for myself in the setting of caring for patients. And that changes your feeling. That changes your feeling in a room. I think it is inevitable. It's not responsible to spend far more time than you actually have to deliver the necessary care in a patient's room who sort of actively has COVID. But knowing that is hard, and knowing and acknowledging that you do feel some anxiety being there is something that's uncomfortable for a doctor, I think.
In your New York Times essay, you know, you come straight out and say, truth is, I am scared. And I'm wondering, how does that play out in your own head and heart?
Yeah. What it does to me and really to many people in the hospital, you feel it in the tone here, is that it adds on top of the worry that we're doing a good job, the worry whether we're going to get this person through. Are we choosing the right antibiotics? Could our vent settings be better? Have we missed anything? Those worries we're familiar with, and those are enough to fill one's head. But there's also this attendant worry. Did my N95, you know, did I remember to smush that little part on my nose so that there was a seal? Was I careless? Did I forget something? Did I wash my hands at the right time? It's this new part of the texture here, and it's nobody's sort of familiar with it.
How do you think, from your vantage point, that this pandemic will change the way hospitals operate in the future?
I think that it will be hard for us to go back to the kind of comfort that we had with wearing no protection in rooms where we weren't quite certain what was going on. You know, I think that some of these habits that we're now building will probably stay. I am hopeful that changes like keeping families away from the hospital, that these will change, just as I am hopeful that we will at some point be safe to re-enter our daily lives. But it seems like it'll be a while until that happens.
Dr. Lamas, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you very much for the interest and the time.
Dr. Daniela Lamas is a critical care physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. This is 90.9 WBUR.